Maryland lawmakers are considering a bipartisan package of legislation aimed at making public schools better equipped to handle shootings. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports that yesterday a state Senate committee considered a bill that would establish what the sponsor called a last line of defense should a shooter get inside the building.
The bill requires schools to have secure classroom doors that lock from the inside and surveillance technology by the 2020 school year. Each classroom would also need a place of refuge where students can wait out a shooting. Senator Steve Waugh, a Southern Maryland Republican and one of the sponsors, told the Senate Budget and Taxation Committee what that might look like.
What you want to do is to try to find some place within the classroom or create a space within the classroom that kids are going to be able to survive for a period of time. So rather than say that every classroom has to be bulletproof and made out of 8-inch concrete, what I'm just trying to say is let's create an area of refuge. And it's because every school is physically different.
The bill creates an annual $10 million grant to help schools pay for these security upgrades. It also requires schools to complete an active threat drill at the beginning of each school year. At the hearing, lawmakers seem to grapple with how to solve problems without easy solutions. Committee Chairman Edward Casemeyer, a Howard County Democrat, asked this question.
How do you deal with the simple issue of kid leaving school, guy walks in while the door's open, which I think happened in Florida, was where that guy got in.
Senator Catherine Klossmeyer, a Baltimore County Democrat and another of the bill's sponsors, said many schools have signs that warn students, staff, and visitors not to let someone into the school. But she and Casemeyer also acknowledged that signs only do so much. Sean Johnson, Assistant Executive Director of the Maryland State Education Association Teachers Union, reminded the committee that part of the package needs to focus on preventing gun violence from entering the school to begin with.
Part of that really rests with needing to improve things around our ratios related to counselors and school psychologists.
He said meeting industry standards would require 1,100 more counselors than Maryland schools have now. The other bills in the package are scheduled to be considered in the Senate Judicial Proceedings Committee today. One requires every school to have an armed school resource officer. Another requires each school to have a threat assessment team to keep an eye out for people who may pose a risk and intervene before anyone gets hurt. Senate President Mike Miller is listed as a sponsor on all four bills in the package. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.